Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as if you enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Isn't it interesting, folks? Everybody having a hard time through the year. The mainstream media said that they polled and that 35% of the people said it was a bad year. Just 35%. I mean, you got to believe whatever they say, friends. Although there's no truth in them, believe what they say. They just want you to believe what they say when they don't even believe it. That's why I continuously retort back to that comment when I say they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. That is not true at all. People have been bothered in this country for the last 3 years in a big way. So much so that 92% of the people are sick and tired of the pandemic that they've been pushing down their throats. That's just in America. And they want you to believe only 35% of the people in this country said it was a bad year last year? Okay. All right. Whatever you say. And then on top of it, friends, what do they come behind and say? That the government just received a $32,000 raise. Didn't they just pass a $1.7 trillion bill? How many times have I told you that they are fortifying themselves against the American people that they are supposed to serve? That's what January 6th was all about, and that's what we talked about on Saturday. Although, what we talked about on Saturday is very important, friends. The FBI informant, Ray Epp, comes out and said that he orchestrated it, and yet there's a lot of patriots in jail right now. Well, Donald Trump's out there trying to convince you that he wants to make America great again. The leader of the coup, free to do whatever he wants to do, and the American people still haven't figured it out. Let's make this a new year. Let's bless this new year. We hear this all the time. God bless America. How about the American people bless God and obey Him? What a year we could have. Oh, my goodness. What a year we could have. We're going to be talking about a couple topics today. Who's going to be held accountable for all that is left undone? And I'm just going to bring it right back, and I'm going to point the finger at the responsible party when we get that far. Now, if you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to SOL Radio live on top of that page as well, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you all know what's going on in the People's White House. You see that the military, as a matter of fact, you know what, just let me do this since we're doing live radio right now. But I think most people have seen military leaders that are trannies, as they call them, transgenders. I told some people this weekend about this, and they said, I haven't heard of that. I don't know. You must have your head stuck in the sand. If you look over here on the right side of the page, these are men. These are leaders of the American military as you know it. Has anybody ever seen this in the history of mankind? These are men dressed up as women that are leading your military. Can anybody guess as to why that might be the case? This is an abomination in the sight of God. Deuteronomy 22:5. Right over here on the right side of the screen, it's a bunch of military leaders that are men dressed up as women. And I'm not even just talking about Rachel Levin, folks. Her aside. I'm sorry, him aside. Forgive me. This is absolutely ridiculous what's happening here. But what I wanted you to see, friends, is we know what's happening in the People's White House. They're telling you who they are. The powers that are tolerated by the American people, people on a global basis, they're telling you who they are. I'd shared last weekend on Saturday just to remind you that this man right here dressed up as a woman was invited by treasonous Joe Biden, who's also a pedophile, invited a drag queen to White House who said kids are out to sing and to suck the male appendage. This is coming from the People's White House. It's their purpose to uphold law, to condemn the wicked. Not to justify the wicked. That's an abomination as well. Proverbs 17:15. But here we are. Isn't it interesting that that individual that was in the People's White House, isn't it interesting that that man right there has performed for two-year-old babies? And yet he was invited by Joe Biden's administration to come. He's a pedophile. Okay? So it should come as no surprise as to what's happening across the country, friends, because what we're seeing is we're seeing our children, if they're not being led to the school gate to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government, notice who's leading them there, notice who's dropping them off. It's the Christians, it's the Patriots, and or the conservatives, which is 86th percentile, forgive me, that are dropping their kids off to be raised up by their sworn enemies in the United States of America. And the best that we have today concerning all of what's going on in the schools, all the while knowing that they're indoctrinating them and demoralizing them, because if they can demoralize them, they can control them. Isn't it interesting how the parents are giving their children to be subjected to everything and protected from nothing? And we're not talking about international baccalaureate. We're not talking about no child left unindoctrinated, where they're teaching the kids to shoot for the floor, where everybody gets a trophy and nobody's better than anybody else. We're not talking about Common Core, where you have a bunch of criminal bureaucracies and bureaucrats creating a doctrine. It's propaganda is what it is, to confuse the kids, to divide them. Again, to divide and conquer, Mark 3:25, so they're easily controlled. Well, some people will say, Bradley, that's just crazy. No, I'm talking about Common Core, too. Now look how far it's gone. Look how far it's gone. Look at the leap that they took. Oh, and before you think Donald Trump wasn't a part of it, remember he tweeted himself as the most gay president in American history. He was also the one that was responsible for transgenders winning in the beauty pageants. This is all Donald Trump. So don't sit there and act like he's off the hook because he's your man. Nope. Nope. Just not the case. I'm going to make another point with that, Lord willing, before we get to the end of this. But I want you to check this out, and I'm going to show you this video on the other side. It's very offensive. It's what I'm telling you right now. It's these said educators, indoctrinators, demoralized ones that have these kids being thrown into their lap that are basically telling you exactly what I just told you. Action speaks a lot louder than words, friends, and here we are. I'm going to show you this right on the other side of the break, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Hello, and why is that, friends? Because it is at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just said before the end of the last segment that it's time for the American people to bless God, and we have someone on social media platforms asking that question, and I'm not even backhanding you because I understand you're probably going to an American church and you're being taught by a bunch of hirelings that are impotent capitulators in the face of what's going on in this country. But I want to tell you, friend, that's a lack of Christianity. When you look at Deuteronomy chapters 4, it tells us, now therefore hearken, listen carefully, children of God, unto the statutes and unto the judgments. Boy, that sounds like something that James Madison was talking about when it came to this country, how it was predicated upon justice and judgment. Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 verse 9 as well. But he said, listen carefully unto the statutes and unto the judgments as to how you're supposed to deal with the crimes which I teach you. For to do them you shall live and go in and drive out previous occupants to possess in their place, go in and possess the land which the Lord your God of your father shall give you. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did to false gods and the people that served them. And then he says, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God taught me and commanded me, that you should do so in the land whithersoever you go to possess it. And then he said, keep therefore, Americans, and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and an understanding people. So I'm saying to my friends, in all sincerity, most don't know this, but what you see in the American church today is a lack of Christianity. Faith without works is dead. James 2:14 through 26, and it's a prime example of what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here. I want to get back to what I was talking about before the end of the last segment. I want you to listen to one that is proud that and thankful that you're dropping your kids off at public schools to be illegally indoctrinated. And I wanted you to hear for yourself as to what she has to say.
Informed about what's going on. Do they have a right to know what's going on in their kids'
parents,
lives?
Do they have a right to know what's going on?
So I think, again, those of us who are protecting and supporting young people are there and trusted with the information of the things that they are dealing with. In terms of parents' rights to know at schools, I mean, here in Colorado, parents don't have the right. If a young person is questioning their gender or their sexuality, there are laws in place that say that they have the right to process that with their trusted counselor and so forth.
You do a significant amount of your work with kids even starting at age 13.
Yep.
What would be the age of consent then in your mind?
In our community, the age of consent to mental health therapy is 12 years old.
Okay, so folks, you heard what she had to say. Again, let me go back. If you have any discernment, does she look like she's right in her head? No, absolutely not. Who would be making a prey of somebody else's children? You know what's crazy about all this? Is the people that want to control your lives and the lives of your children do realize they can't even control their own lives. If they can't take care of their own household, as Scripture tells us, how are they going to take care of another household, in particular in Scripture, the Church of God? I mean, it's lunacy to suggest that anybody's going to drop their kid off to anybody like this. Well, some might say, Bradley, come on, you're just taking it to the extreme. No, I'm not. Talk to the kids. They want to know why they're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Oh, just hang on a second, friends. It gets better. This is all a reflection of the American people. Luke 7:35, the responsible party. None of this would be happening if the people would pull their kids from what's going on. Here, I want to highlight this one for you. Here's the headline. It's Rants of Fizzo. Is what I see.com. Leftist, no such thing as leftist in this country. There's no left-right paradigm. We're ruled by law, not by party. There's no such thing as deep state. The politicians are doing for what you call deep state. They're the ones responsible for implementing that which is unconstitutional in the first place. If you pay attention to what they're signing on to, you're going to understand that there is no left, and there is no deep state. It's your favorite politicians that are illegally opening the door to these special interest groups that are forcing their agenda on you and your children. Okay? But look at this. Leftist agenda confirmed. Woke teacher admits, I am in fact indoctrinating your children. Now, folks, I'm going to take it up another level right after this. I have not seen this video, but I do want you to see it with me, and I have to be careful in the process, but we'll listen to it together.
You probably didn't even notice I was gone, but over the last couple days, I had to set my account to private and filter my comments because I am but the latest teacher on TikTok to be targeted by Fox News Digital. Yesterday around noon, a story dropped about me and what a woke indoctrinator I am. And, of course, they said all kinds of things that they seem to perceive as insults, but actually I don't agree are insults. So, you know, there was that. I'm fine. My administrators fully support my First Amendment rights to free speech.
See, I want you to stop right there. For those that don't understand, she just said my administrator is in full support of my First Amendment rights of free speech. Isn't it interesting how their rights to free speech works for them in pulling down the law and attacking the children and warding off the parents? There is no law that gives them the right to do that. So this woman thinks for some reason or another that she has a right to do whatever she wants to, when in fact, when you look at American government, Charles D. Montesquieu was right when he said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. So what she calls free speech, it is not, just setting the record straight, she does not have a right to illegally indoctrinate, okay? She does not have a right to change history or science books or create things out of thin air and then say we have a right to free speech. No, that speech is illegal in this country, as it is illegal in any country, friends. Americans have become so dummied down, literally, that they think what this woman says, as she does unto herself, she has deceived herself into believing that as to what she says, she has a legal right to do so. No, she doesn't. But she's doing it because the people are letting her get away with it. Let's listen to the rest of this nonsense. going back
on my own social media platforms. And so I, you know, really, other than a couple of nasty grams from people who decided to spend part of their day yesterday looking up my email at my
school. She's nervous. They don't like being called out, by the way.
Some colorful comments, one of which was signed by Phil McCracken. So, you know, it's about the level of intellect you would expect from people who would do that sort of thing.
So, again, you have the dummied down, ignorant ones that have been raised up in a communistic ideology that think they know more than who we are in our forefathers. These are called revisionists, and that's exactly what she is.
To send mean emails to people that they disagree with. I really have had no negative repercussions.
Of course not.
But this brings up the larger point.
Because the NEA is paid, folks, using your dollars to pay these indoctrinators, these useful idiots, to propagandize your children. That's why they're not worried about any of this, because that's where the money's coming from. But they don't like being called out, and they don't like when their kids are pulled from public school because they want that control.
Point about teachers and our ability to speak truth to power and to try to make sure that we are creating schools that are equitable and safe.
She just told you.
Are helping to create the society that we all would want to live in. Because I work in...
In other words, what she's saying is we want to create a world without God because that's the world that we want to live in. That's exactly what she was saying. That's exactly what she's saying. Ask John Dumphy, okay?
State that has strong teachers unions. I work in a state where we still have collective bargaining rights. I work in a state where tenure and seniority are still a thing.
See this?
So ultimately, for me, this is a blip. Like, okay, whatever. A couple of days I had to spend not using my TikTok the way I usually use my TikTok. But the chilling effect that this can have over time, especially on teachers who, A, aren't straight passing like I am, because they never did pick up on the fact that I'm a queer teacher. Or
hear this? That I am a queer teacher. That's illegal in every state of this union, okay?
E, are people of color.
People of color. Okay, so she's picking up the political agenda to pit one another against one another, namely people of color, yet Scripture tells us, Acts 17:26, that all nations are one blood. Again, this is what happens. And then they create words like equality, but what they do when they reference equality is they pull away from the law that shows you what's right and what's wrong. Okay, I have it right in front of me, Lady Justice, okay? And again, it's just absolute nonsense when it comes to what these people are trying to establish. And every step of the way, what they're doing, folks, is illegal if you look to the law. But if you want to overlook the law, this is what you're going to continuously get. This woke teacher, as they call her, admits, I'm in fact indoctrinating your children. She just said she was a queer. And what do you think she's going to push? What sort of an agenda do you think she's going to push? Americans, why has it been illegal all these years, why is it considered a felony to be a homosexual in this country?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Does he have the votes? That's the question regarding Kevin McCarthy and his quest to become Speaker of the House.
The vote that we're going to have on Tuesday is extraordinarily important. And I hate to say, as soon as we get the majority, this is how we're starting off. because there are way too many things that we need to focus on when we're in the majority.
That's Texas Republican Beth Van Dyne talking to Fox News. Quadruple murder suspect Brian Koberger could be back in Moscow, Idaho as early as tomorrow night. His attorney says Koberger will waive extradition at tomorrow's hearing. Russia confirmed some of its soldiers were killed in a massive strike in Ukraine's Donetsk region. Ukraine says it was 400. Russia says it was more like about 60. Tens of thousands have lined up outside the home of Santos Football Club in Brazil to say goodbye to Pele, the body of soccer's greatest players at the center of the pitch, where he played from 1956 to 74. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You know what? I know a lot of people, especially those that think Elon Musk is a good guy. Again, do I need to tell you who's blind as a bat and dumb as a dog and deaf as an adder? It's the professed Christians. It's the conservatives. It's the patriots that are supporting this guy. Somebody just posted this. I can't make it up, right? It's an article on social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to check it out on social media platforms, it's a picture of Elon Musk with his Halloween outfit on. You all know what that was, right? Especially for those that have watched the show, because I've showed you his garb over and over and over again since Halloween. Everybody's praising this guy like he's doing a real good thing for the people, not realizing that he's a globalist. He's the guy that wants to put a chip in your body so you can be tracked at every given turn. This is the guy, folks, everybody thinks he's so smart. No, it's all been given, like so many of these other globalists. He didn't create Tesla. He bought Tesla. My goodness, and don't think he's all that in a bag of chips, friends, when he admits, folks, that he's a Satanist. What am I talking about? Folks, his outfit that he has on here, and by the way, he uses this for his profile picture on Twitter. It's a picture of an upside-down cross on his chest and on his arms and on his legs. He has shields for his knees and his shins, and it's a picture of an upside-down cross on the head of a goat. And yet, there again, the Christians are praising this guy, saying he's doing a good thing. No, he's not. Notice the mainstream media is giving him all the attention once again that he needs to push his message. When the people need a hero, they will deliver him up. That's who delivered him up. Who said that? The head of the Masons, Albert Pike. Pay attention to how you're being duped by ill-designing men, friends. Ephesians 4:14, because that is just one of many that you have in front of you that are sold to you as the good guys or the heroes to the American people. No, they're not. Matter of fact, in this particular article right here, Elon Musk, look at the headline, gives 100% biblical take on hell after making chilling announcements. You know, it's interesting. He said, I figured, he said, that it's going to be okay for me to go to hell. He said, if that is indeed my destination, since the vast majority of all human beings ever born will be there. Does that sound like someone that is fighting to do the right thing? Because, folks, there's none good except God. That's what Jesus said. Why do you call me good when there's none good except God? Is he seeking the will of God for this country? Absolutely not. He's already telling you where he's going. He just wants to bring as many with him as he possibly can. You know, and I think about stuff like that every once in a while, but I want to make clear as to what I'm going to say next. When you see people out there that are preaching hellfire is the reason that you need to repent, get away from that church, that hireling, John 10:12, he's backwards. We're not to fear hell. Hell is the consequence of men and women that fail to repent before God's moral law. Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24. And when you go over to Luke 12:4, the Bible doesn't tell us we're supposed to fear hell. We're supposed to fear the Lord, who has the power to cast us into hell. We repent before him, and it clearly says just that in Acts 20, verse 21. So when you hear preachers, as they like to be called, especially down south, they're preaching hellfire. That is unscriptural. They're backwards. They're taking the word out of context. That is not what Jesus did when he led men to Christ. He used the law as a schoolmaster in doing so. Okay? But to take hell so lightly, as the consequence, Jesus said to those that commit sin and stay in their sin will die in their sin. So those that die in their sin, where do they go? And I know so many pious believers out there that just don't believe. They don't want to say hell because they're too pious to say it. Yet Jesus warned of it 54 times. Okay? As the consequence of unrepented sin. You know, Jesus also said this. He said, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The fire shall be salted. It will never go out. It is for eternity. Just talked to a guy the other day, unsolicited, brought up a conversation, said not too far back, he was grilling. It was in the summertime, forgive me. And during that particular time, the little hose broke on the propane tank to fuel the top, to give the flame for the barbecue itself. And he said what happened is the fire kept going and the gas lit the fire and it went all over his legs. The pain was unbearable. How people take lightly their eternity. Now, I want you to think about this as well before we get into our next point here. Life is but a vapor. This is going to go that quick. Ask anybody that's 80, 90 years old. People are living to 105 now, friends. And what's crazy, not that that's new, but I just noticed one the other day that just died. And I believe it was 103, but I've seen older than that most recently as well. But just think about it. When you talk to them, you can talk to them and you can say, when is it that you have the earliest recollections of your life? Oh, man, it was just like yesterday, five years old. 6, 7, 8 years old. Some will say 3. Some will say younger. How fast does it go? Just like that. And these people are making light of the fire for eternity where they're going to spend all of that time. And what's also interesting, and what comes to my aid even as I'm speaking now, when you go to Luke 16:15, I think of the rich man that was in hell. And how when he went into hell after he died, instantly that's what's going to happen. You're going to be taken. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. And what's interesting is he immediately sought Abraham, in Scripture is what it says, to go to his brothers and to warn them of this place. Isn't that crazy? He didn't realize, he didn't come to the realization and the tangibility, the reality of the Word of God until he was there. He failed to listen to it, didn't he? Yep, I'm making a point here, folks, which brings it into perfect a scriptural context as to the one that I was making earlier. He wanted Abraham to go warn him. And Abraham said back to the man that was in hell, the rich man, he said, listen, there's a gulf fixed between me and you. It's too late. And he said, go back and tell them, you know, this place is real. And then the Lord, then Abraham said to him, he said, listen, if they won't be persuaded by that of Moses and the prophets, he said, they have Moses and the prophets. But if they don't want to listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Folks, who are they supposed to repent before? Hell or God? The Lord. They should have lived a repentant life before they got to that place. I also want people to put into context, too, when we're talking about the poor man that was brought into Abraham's bosom. Do keep in mind, poor in Scripture in many places, not all. Not all, but in many places, poor means that they lack the lack or are destitute of the righteousness of Christ Himself. So poor doesn't always just mean you're broke, friends. Okay, blessed are the poor in spirit. Those are the ones that were destitute of the righteousness of Christ. And let's put it into context again. So moving forward, what I want to do, GCN, you got some calls up there. I have no name. I have no place where they're from. I have no idea what's going on. So I'm not going to answer the line until I do know who they are. This week, I noticed this, and I cover this a lot because it brings up conversations. It brings up those that are willing to contend for the faith, Jude 3:4, and I'm going to bring up another one. I seen a post this week where it says, do I look like I'm stressed out? Right? And it says, God's got this. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, once again, here's some biblically illiterate making light of Scripture and working out their own salvation, Philippians 2, with fear and trembling. They have no idea what that means, nor do they understand grace, nor do they understand the mercy of God, nor do they understand salvation. They don't even care about the salvation of the Lord. Now, they just post, do I look like I'm stressed out? Well, let me ask you something, folks, because when you look at their websites, you can see why they're not stressed out. They're not serving the Lord. They're serving themselves. They have all their favorite entertainers up on the page. They got all their favorite sports heroes up on the page. The things that they do with their time. I thought the Bible told us in Jeremiah 29:11-13, that if you seek me with your whole heart, you will find me. I thought we were supposed to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Matthew 22:37. I thought we were supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves. Instead of taking it seriously and understanding that straight and narrow is and difficult is the way, what does this person say? Do I look like I'm stressed out? Well, let me ask you something, folks, due to the fact that if you look at Romans 1, we are the seed of David. Okay? Did David stress out? I'm curious. I know the Bible says cast all your cares upon the Lord, for He cares for us affectionately. I totally know that. I believe that comes a lot with those that are seasoned to understand who the Lord is, understanding His faithfulness. I mean, look at how flippant people are with Scripture. Was when David was being hunted by Saul, was he stressed out? Has anybody ever taken the time to read the book of Psalms? Because from start to finish, that's all David is doing. As he's seeking the face of the Lord, working out his own salvation with fear and trembling, understanding what real grace is, and then at the end of that, seeing the faithfulness of God, and understanding that he's at his right hand and he shall never be moved. Did David continuously seek the face of the Lord and then proclaim his faithfulness? That's what he did. and he didn't fall short of it, did he? Nope. And that was a man that was called to dominate wicked nations. He was called to be a light to the people. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4, through judgment. You better know he understood trials and tribulations, folks.
Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yeah, nobody said that. You need to make clear as to what you're saying. I think what happens sometimes is people make comments without understanding what's in context with the scripture. I'm not saying that as a back end. I'm just saying that I don't think people get it. And the reason I say that is because you have to see it in context, scriptural context. See through how the inspired writer wrote it out. You see and hear all day long, scripture's out of context. People cherry pick scripture, and it's not good that people do that. It's dangerous, as a matter of fact, because what they do is their meanings will be inverted rather than exverted, and people will get confused that way, and that's not what we want. So that's why we seek the face of the Lord. Read Daniel 9:7. I also wanted to tell you this, because this coincides with what I'm going to highlight next. You know, I seen another post today, and I could do this all day long. I honestly could. Another one was the modern-day preachers, as they call themselves, with big smiles on their face. I want you to consider, friends, 100 years ago, you weren't going to find a preacher with a smile on his face. Hey, Judah, could you grab that picture of Wesley, that field prophet right there for me, please? John Wesley. I want people to understand. No, John Wesley right here. How their visage and their images on the other side have been watered down. to look effeminate. But when you look at, listen, I've got Finney, no, I've got Jonathan Edwards, I've got Charles Spurgeon, I've got Knox, I've got William and Catherine Booth. I mean, these people literally look like they have gone through hell. Now, here's a picture of John Wesley right here, and I'm proving a point. Thank you, Pickle, Judah. But if you look at this picture right here, it's hanging on my studio wall. And if you get to the details of his face, the man looks like he's been through. He understands Acts 14:22. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter the kingdom of God. And he was a law of grace preacher just like Christ was. Read Mark 10 starting in verse 17 to the end of the chapter. And you will find it in John 8. You'll find it all the way through scriptures where Jesus continues to use the law as a schoolmaster to bring men unto himself. He was a preacher of circumcision because he went to the Jews who were given the oracles of God. Romans 3, also Romans 15, 8, as it comes to my aid. In contrast to these guys that went through hell to establish what it is that we have today, it's interesting to note how I've seen with these smiling preachers of the day who have no testimony for the most part, and that's why they're smiling. Their joy is found in their heart as unto the Lord. Read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, and go down, and you'll understand the joy of the Lord is bearing the cross, not without the cross. But it said all grace. It said all faith. And as I'm looking at culture in America today, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, how many times are you people going to keep going back to your worthless faith and your workless grace? Listen, the law says, do this and live. Listen carefully. Grace says, live and do this. Listen carefully. I do what I do because I'm saved. I don't do what I do to get saved. There's a huge difference. I understand that grace is the empowerment to restrain from sin. I understand that the faith of the Son of God overcomes the world. Hebrews 12:2, 1 John 5:2. Okay? I understand that I'm made more than a conqueror. You never hear this. For the most part, from the modern day church. Never. Why? Because they don't have it. They don't understand it. They don't understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. They do not understand the church is supposed to be on the offensive and not on the defensive. They don't understand that this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. 1 John chapter 5. Also go over to 2 John as well and read it. They have no idea what that is. They say, oh, no, that's not today, that's not today. Oh, I'm talking about the New Testament, right? Listen to me carefully. When you go to Ephesians 2, it says, the first scripture, chapter 1, and you hath he quickened, here's grace, you who were dead in trespasses and in your sin, you've repented, Matthew 3:2, and you're bringing forth fruits of repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. And then when I go down to the famous, let's take it out of context, scripture, verse 8, chapter 2 of Ephesians, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. That's where they stop. What does it say right after that? Not of works, lest any man should boast. That's where they stop. That's how they try to justify cherry-picking scriptures. What does it say right after that? Those that are born of grace, those that are dead to sin, those that have been crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:20. Those that have been risen to the newness, to the glory of the Father, Romans 6, that they might bear fruit to the glory of the Son of God, John 15:8. See, it's the working out your own salvation with fear and trembling that brings forth fruit to the glory of Christ. Oh, well, Bradley, well, you just got done saying, not of works, lest any man should be boasting. Yep, let me give you verse 10. Here you go. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Matthew 5:16 tells us that's how the Lord's glorified. And this is where they stop over and over and over again. Common sense comes into play. Common sense comes into play, folks. You know, I think of Hebrews 11. I think of the book. Let me stop for a moment and go back to this. I think of the book of Acts. What is the book of Acts? where the apostles followed the Christ by the leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, to do what? To act out the faith that they had in their hearts to the glory of the Father. That's how we got saved, if we're saved. Anybody read chapter 28? Nope, that's where we're writing it right now in our present generation. Listen to this real quick, and then I'm going to take this phone call. That was a quick show, folks. And what shall we say more? Hebrews 11, verse 32, for the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, works righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight. Oh boy, 1 Timothy 6:2. That might line itself up with fighting the good fight of faith. Yeah, yeah, yep. Fighting valiantly. It turns to the flight, the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead. You get the point. You get the point. They never talk about that. Hey, folks. Reading a book about our forefathers right now, we wouldn't be here today unless our forefathers acted on what they believed and in whom they believed. Folks, what's going on in this country right now falls to the accomplices, namely the American church, for where we're at today because of their inaction. They failed to see it through. Everybody from Genesis to the book of Revelation, what is it that we're talking about? What they did while they were on this earth. And they showed you the world. They showed the world by their faith. They showed the world the work of faith and a labor of love. Steve, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have 2 minutes. It's all yours.
Well, I was going to say that years ago I gave a speech at an education association, and I said that we had the power to reform everything because all we had to do was pull our kids out of the school. Now, we never put our daughter in there to begin with, but the people at that meeting said that we'd be politically destroyed if we ever came out against the schools. And I said, the most important thing should be your kids' relationship to God, and that school is against that. And so if the only thing that matters is us getting to heaven and serving God while we're here, then we should only care about that. But every excuse under the sun why they shove their kids in those schools is so they can serve not God, but they can serve, you know, evil down here. Because if you aren't serving God, you're serving the devil. There is no in-between.
That's right. That's no in-betweenites. Amen to that.
Yeah.
So why don't we have public schools, Steve?
Well, we shouldn't. It's a mistake. And I was really disappointed in Michelle back then because she was still a senator. And it's like she didn't have the guts to win the battle, and that's why the Republicans keep losing to this day. There is no battle plan. All anybody ever talks about is what everybody's going to do to us. And I'm like, they aren't going to do it to me. I ain't worried
Amen.
About that.
Amen.
Where's your battle plan? I mean, God's going to give us the tools. God's not going to let his creation be destroyed by AI and everything else under the sun. If his people are ready to fight for him, he'll reward them with victory, obviously.
Amen. Hey, you know, as John Quincy Adams said, Steve, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Either God's a liar or he's not a liar. And the Bible tells us that he's not a man that he should lie. But he always comes through to those that are willing and obedient. So thank you for the call. I appreciate it totally. Folks, love you by what we do.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.